So it's March 17th, about 9:20. I'm on the line with Thomas. You want to give your full name, or you want to be just Thomas? What do you want to be, Tom?
My full name is Thomas Michael Ferraro Mazmanian Ibrahim Deffer.
Oh, goodness. I will call you Uncle Tom for short, but that doesn't sound...
Oh, okay.
I'll just call you Thomas, which I usually do. So,
Zeph. I like Zeph.
Well, whichever you prefer.
Yeah, let's do Zeph for today.
All right, Zeph. You spent the night at Laurel Street? No, at... Association of Faith Communities, that's where you were. Red Church?
Yeah, the Red Church last night, yeah.
And I understand that did Brent serve a meal there outside the Red Church yesterday?
He did. He had a table with coffee and a big pot of soup, and it was good, yeah. And they didn't have, you know, coffee house at Red Church last night as usual because of all this hype and panic and blah, blah. And so he filled in, you know, which is very admirable and kind of awesome to me because, you know, he brought the basics. He brought a big pot of soup and coffee. We didn't even have coffee at Shelter last night. So, but we had a little meal and it was nice because it was quiet. There was not too much to clean up as usual. And I love that.
Of course, the shelter, the Association of Faith Community Shelter only covers about 20 people at most, right?
18 is their maximum for each. Okay, they got shelter A and B now, so each one can have 18.
Mm-hmm.
But the original was 18 because there was only one shelter, so yeah, 18.
I mean, usually at the coffee house and meal on Monday nights at the Red Church, which is it's sort of separate from the shelter, is there's about somewhere between 60 and 120 people, right?
Right, about that, probably, on the busiest nights, yeah.
And so there was no such thing. People got bag lunches, or they got no food, or what happened from the...
Nothing. No, they didn't put anything out for anybody except shelter last night. We just had our own private shelter night there last night.
And what was the reaction? Did a lot of people show up? Not really.
You know, I was expecting a lot of people to show up, but apparently word was out enough that most people already knew, and there was only a few people that showed up and didn't know, so it wasn't that much.
Porta potties open and clean across the street and elsewhere in town, as far as you know, or have you looked into that?
As far as I know, and the one over here by the clock tower, around the bend there, you know, where they got the four porta potties, they're open and available and relatively clean.
Tell me about that, Thomas. I hadn't heard about those porta potties. Where are they?
Well, you know where they did this big construction here at the beginning of Front Street, right by the clock tower, you know? They put up this new supposedly affordable housing thing or whatever, and wrecking the skyline and all that. Anyway, so they took like a year or whatever it took to build it, and they've had these porta potties out there for the workers all this time, so they're still there.
Are they usually locked, and is this a change?
No, they're available. No, the gate's open. There's four porta potties available. Right
now, again, if I were standing at the town clock, which direction would I look to see these porta potties?
You can't see them from the clock tower. You got to go. If you were at Tabby Cat, you just look across the street.
Okay, that's clear enough. Tabby Cat, of course, is on Cedar.
Well, across the street and to the left. If you were standing in front of the Tabby Cat, it would be to the left and across the street.
Okay. Tabby Cat, of course, is at the corner of Union and Cedar Streets.
Yes.
So, elsewhere in town, if you find out today if you check on the local porta potties, see if they're open, see if they're clean. If you can give me a report later, because I'll likely be seeing you at the Huff food serving thing tomorrow at noon at the town clock.
Most likely.
You might want to pass the word around that that's happening so that people can come, keeping a 6-foot distance, of course, from each other, and, you know, singing the national anthem and all that sort of thing as we go.
Of course.
That we love the city manager, Martin Bernal, and his wonderful work here in town. All that. Any reports on Laurel Street and how it's faring, that shelter there, and then the shelter up at the Armory? Those are the two so-called shelters.
I really haven't talked to too many people lately about it, but camping in front of Loudon Nelson, and you know this person who got continuously robbed and finally raped, and I brought her to the meeting one day. So, but she's doing okay, and she seems to like it because they wouldn't let her into our program.
Why not? You mean the Association of Faith Communities?
Well, because she's an obnoxious whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. She used to drink too much. She's doing better. She hasn't been drinking that much. She's eating better. She's saving her money. She's trying to get a place. She's doing a lot better. So for her, it's good. For a lot of other people, it's not that great.
And what about the business of people sleeping so close to each other that transmission of a virus is likely, if not inevitable?
I don't know. I mean, you know, my basic feeling about it is...
There's no concern about it. You haven't noticed a lot of more... You haven't heard reports of more people getting sick in these shelters?
No.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good news. And I know you don't. You probably sound like you're skeptical of the basis for even establishing this emergency.
Well, yeah, because like every year there's a new flu virus, and with this one, no doubt, big pharma is going to come out with a vaccine at some point, and it's going to be a big business for them because with all this hype and all this panic and all this shutting down of everything, you know, everybody's going to be like. Drooling to get the vaccine.
Up to last week, it's interesting. It's not just the vaccine; it's the virus test to see if you actually have it has cost $1,500 to get the test.
Right. So yeah, it's another. In some ways, in my mind, it's another big money making scam.
I got you.
And that's my feeling. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, but. I'm not afraid of flus. I hate the flu when I get it, but I don't go. I don't never get the flu vaccine. I never will have any of those.
Is this a general feeling among people, or is opinion mixed among folks outside that you know of?
You know, most people out here feel pretty much the same. And we were just talking here around Coffee Clatch with a bunch of us, and we were all saying, you know, yeah. We know so much about herbs and basic, you know, hygiene and immune system building. It's like we can teach them how to deal with it. But, of course, since we're nobodies or less than nobodies, they don't want to hear what we know.
Well, what do you recommend for our listeners to deal with the COVID-19 virus?
Specific things. Number one, licorice root tea. Number one, it is easy to get. At any good grocery store, even Safeway, you can get licorice root tea. It is a sore throat healer, an expectorant, which will bring any phlegm or mucus you might have up and out real fast, and it's a powerful immune system builder. And it tastes good, and it's cheap, and it's easy. So that's number one. Number two, nettles, stinging nettles. If you know what it is, if you can... All you got to do is look it up. You can find it. If you know what it is, you can find it in the wild almost anywhere.
You're talking about stinging nettles, right?
Stinging nettles. It's a seasonal thing. It comes in every year between February and April. And it's only that time, once a year, spring. It's a spring tonic. You get yourself some good long sleeve shirts and gloves, any kind of gloves. To get it because it will sting and burn your skin if you don't. But you get a scissors or anything to cut with, you cut some good branches, you put them in a bag, you go home and boil water. When the water's boiled, you put your nettles in, immediately there's no more possibility of stinging. Even if you steam them, it nullifies it. You put the nettles in, you steep them for 20 minutes, or longer if you like, and then you pour it off into a cup or a teapot or whatever, and you sip on it all day, just like your water hydration practice that everybody should have. And it is the most powerful super vitamin on earth that I know of. I've had serious depression for most of my life. I've had year-long pits of hell. female funk depressions. And the 2 years when I had, 2 different years apart, I don't know how many, but when I was able to be in a place where there were lots of nettles growing in the spring, I made tea every day. I had it every afternoon. It was my, you know, English tea time ritual. And it cured depression. It super fortified my body, rejuvenated my whole system. And I did that 2 different years, probably at least 10 years apart. I know it works.
So anything else for us potential coronavirus victims here?
Well, basic hygiene and eating right and immune system building. It's just what I do anyway. I'm not going to be doing anything different that I don't already do. There's nothing that they can offer that's any better than what I already know and what I'm already doing.
So you will be continuing to shake hands, kiss, hug, and so forth?
Well, but not with everybody, but, you know, I am a little more careful. I mean, I pay attention if somebody's coughing or sneezing, I don't get too close. But I'm not any kind of panic or like, ew, about it. I'm not. I'm not afraid.
Well, I will I'll pass these on. Anything else?
Well, that's enough for now. I mean, I don't want to overwhelm anybody. If you just do those two things, even one of those, that will help you immensely.
As a preventive measure or as a cure?
As a measure. No, I don't know about cures, but those will build your immune system and help you to, even if you get in contact, it will give you a lot of fortification to fight it off.
Fair enough.
And again, basic hygiene. Wash your hands. Keep yourself as clean as possible. You know, use whatever showers and laundry facilities you might have available, which are few enough, as we know. But just stay clean.
Do we know if St. Francis is open, by the way?
I don't know. I haven't been there for so long. I don't know.
If you hear about it, let me know, could you?
Yeah.
And also the other services like Elm Street and so forth, whether they've shut down or whether they're continuing or cut back their services, whatever. Let me leave it there, though, Thomas, because I'm going to leave it there, I guess.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Norse.
Maybe see you tomorrow at noon at the town clock, or at least I'll talk with you. I may be, you know, keeping a distance myself, but I will maybe talk to you by phone if I can find somebody with a phone. You've got a phone. Maybe I'll use your phone.
Maybe.
All right. You take care, man.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.